Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as a potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags in cold temperatures throughout the state, which of course will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedlein with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us. It's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, taking on the name Sarah. Today is Melissa Agard's first day as Dane County Executive. She was sworn in at the Alliant Energy Center yesterday. She now leads the fastest-growing county in Wisconsin, and because of that, the county is facing a housing crisis. Agard said affordable housing will be one of her top priorities. When you look at the fastest-growing cities across the state, the top three are in Dane County: Madison, Fitchburg, and Sun Prairie. It's also a major driver of the Wisconsin economy. However, all this growth means needing more resources and more money to keep up services for a bigger population. But like many other municipalities, the funding formula from the state is putting them in a bind. Shared revenue for cities and counties has stayed the same throughout high inflation over the last few years. So even as the county is collecting more taxes from all these new residents, they're not getting enough back to sustain services for the bigger population. Long story short, there are tough problems ahead for Agard as she leads Dane County. She said some of her other top priorities are lowering overdose deaths, increasing mental health resources, and reforming the criminal justice system. A Boscobel woman has been charged with one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm stemming from an altercation with a student at Boscobel School. Victoria Nahas, 53, is listed in the district staff directory as an education paraprofessional, allegedly slapped a 6-year-old special needs student across the face. The Boscobel Dial reports the incident was captured on a video camera, which was reviewed by Boscobel's assistant police chief, Sid Kirschbaum. The video showed the child, who had only recently enrolled in the district and has a language barrier, in a tense exchange with two other staff members. According to the complaint, the video shows Nahas inserted herself into the mix and ultimately slapped the child. According to court records, Victoria Nahas is on administrative leave. The Dial also reports that a parent letter said that officials are committed to addressing this matter appropriately and taking steps to prevent any such incidents from reoccurring. After an initial appearance in Grant County Court, Nahas was released on a $500 signature bond. She is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on December 3rd. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The 97th National FFA Convention and Expo, held last month in Indianapolis, featured many activities and events. One of the events featured was a speaking competition. Richland Center FFA alumnus Simone Sirian earned the honor to speak at the national convention.
I have done speaking events in the past. The one that I went to nationals for this year is a little bit different, a little bit more challenging than the other ones. So this one revolves around agricultural topics. So what happens is you go to the competition and you grab three topics. They're all agricultural based. And then from those three topics, you pick one, and then you get 30 minutes to write a 5 to 6 minute speech, depending on what you grab for that topic. And then you have 5 minutes of questioning from the judges. So how that goes is you have your districts, and then you have your sectionals, and then you have state, and then the state winner moves on to nationals. So, yep, I won state in June, and then I was able to go participate in Indianapolis.
The competition featured many high school FFA members from around the country. Simone graduated from Richland Center High School in May, but qualified to advance to national competition when she was still a senior. The topic she spoke about was a choice through the process of elimination.
So when I drew my three topics, the first two that I drew, I had no idea what they were about. They were some weird acronyms that I've never heard of. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then my third topic I drew was revolving around food waste on a national scale. So basically what it was saying was like strategies to be able to eliminate food waste or how can we reduce that at a national scale. So within my speech, I gave three strategies. How I like to set my speeches up is my introduction and then why it's a problem. What's going on with this? Why is it so important to the agricultural industry? And then I gave my three strategies, which were about consumer education, sustainable agriculture, as well as my third one being policy and regulations. And then I closed it out with my conclusion.
Simone did not advance as far as she hoped she would, but did very well in the national competition by placing in one of the rounds.
Personally, I thought I could have done better, but in the grand scheme of things, I did place in the top half of the competitors. I won silver. So the way it goes is they break the states up into preliminary rounds, and then you compete in your preliminary, and then if you are in the first or second, you move on to the second round, which is considered the semifinals. Unfortunately, I did not move on to semifinals, but I did place third in my preliminary round, which allowed me to acquire that silver medal. I feel as though if I had a topic that I was a little bit more informed on or a little bit more prepared on, I might have done better. But again, placing in the top 25 is still a great accomplishment.
Interested in pursuing a career in agriculture, Simone Sirian is currently attending UW-River Falls.
In college, I'm currently going for a conservation environmental planning major. And then with minor is kind of a little undetermined right now because after experiencing at a national competition, I am finding myself more drawn to the agricultural industry. So I'm just trying to find something that fits a little bit more so I'm able to advocate in the best possible way I can for my love for this industry. I'm now participating in the Collegiate Farm Bureau, which I also won state for that competition through FFA. So that set me up through success for college. So now I'm able to take my knowledge and experience and use that at a collegiate level.
Congratulations to Simone Sirian on a job well done at the FFA National Convention and best of luck in your college career. Holidays are a busy time for travel, gathering with family and friends, and getting sick. Vaccines are safe, effective, and the best way to stay healthy. Wisconsin Department of Health Services data show only 22% of Wisconsinites have received a flu shot this season, and just 11% have received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. With flu, RSV, and COVID-19 cases starting to rise, now is the time to get a vaccine. DHS and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend the following respiratory vaccines: flu for everyone 6 months and older, COVID-19 for everyone 6 months and older, people 65 years and older, and those who are moderately or severely immunocompromised are recommended to receive a second dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine 6 months after the first dose. RSV for pregnant people, young children under 9 months, and adults 75 years and older. Young children ages 9 to 19 months and adults ages 60 to 74 with increased risk of RSV are also encouraged to get immunized. To find and schedule a vaccine, you are encouraged to check with your primary care provider, local or tribal health department, community clinic, or visit vaccines.gov. Wisconsinites can also call 211 or 877-947-2211 for help scheduling a vaccine appointment. If you do not have health insurance or your health insurance does not cover vaccines, there are programs that can help, including the Vaccines for Children program and Vaccines for Adults program. It's the last of four supermoons of the year on Friday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. You'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again until October 7th of next year. That's when we get three supermoons in a row. It'll move close and look big again on November 5th and December 4th. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. Next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Bill Fargin.